Becoming an exceptional executive coach. Use your knowledge, experience and intuition to help leaders excel. Authors, Michael Frisch and others. Are you an exceptional executive coach? Executive coaching assumes a special bond between coach and client that is genuine and well defined. It is a human partnership aimed at achieving results by exploring the individuality of you and your client. As a result, exceptional executive coaching goes well beyond just knowing about established coaching practices and techniques. These coaches who are most successful bring insights about their own identities to the activity, including awareness of their goals, their feelings, and their interpersonal styles. They draw on a combination of professional experience, personal characteristics, and self-awareness, as well as formal training, to help shape their observations, questions, and hypotheses about their clients. Your personal model of coaching. Ideally, your unique combination of knowledge, experience, and intuition can be woven together into a pattern that will be both similar to and different from other coaches. Having created that pattern, you'll be better able to describe your services to others, deliver them consistently, and stretch toward handling more complex coaching challenges. This pattern making is the basis for articulating a personal model of coaching, and it has both immediate practical utility as well as a broader value as a foundation for your coaching. The concept of a personal model of coaching is comprised of 6 key components that define who you are as a coach. 3 of the components are inputs to your thinking that emerge in answer to the following broad questions. Input 1. Yourself. What do you bring to executive coaching as a person and as a professional? Your personality, formative life experiences, career history, interpersonal style, interests, notions of success, skills and talents may all influence your approach to coaching. Consider the following questions in reflecting on this input area to your coaching model. How might your early history, family of origin, early formative events, role models, personality and characteristics influence your approach to coaching? For example, you might have grown up in a household that shaped your helpfulness, self-reliance, or introversion, all of which would have implications for your coaching. How does your education relate to coaching? What notions about personality, motivation, leadership and business that you learnt in school have application to coaching? In what ways has your career brought you to coaching? Internships, part-time jobs, full-time employment, or any work experiences may have a direct or indirect connection to coaching. Input 2. Yourself in organizational settings. What skills do you bring to work in organizational context? Executive coaching almost always occurs in organizational settings. Each coach has had a different experience in organizations. You have had experiences that are likely to influence how you interact with coaching sponsors and others in the organization. Related to how you function in organizational contexts, these questions are relevant to your coaching. Since executive coaching benefits both individuals and organizations, what is your motivation to do such work? What experiences within organizations have you had that indicate the usefulness of coaching? What do you know about the ways in which individual coaching objectives tie into the organizational expectations? How do you respond to authority and organizational hierarchy? What has been your experience in dealing with structure, formal authority, power, organizational politics, teams, and leadership? Input 3. Coaching practices and content. What have you learnt about coaching that you will apply? The third input to your personal model prompts you to consider your preferences about coaching practices, theoretical underpinnings, emerging coaching topics, research questions, and other coaching content areas. While there is a large amount of published material on executive coaching, each coach will find certain topics and ideas more compelling and relevant than others. Contracting the coaching process. There are three parties to contracting with overlapping interests: the client, the sponsoring organisation, and you. All parties should play a role in shaping the contract, which reflects mutual agreement about the implementation and the general outcomes of the coaching process that are critical to establishing a working relationship among all the parties. Goal evolution. Development goals need to be shaped, not imposed, and tied to the reality of the client's context. You and the client have bonded in a professional alliance and are in alignment regarding the client's challenges. As development goals evolve, keep in mind these important considerations. Goal evolution should not be unduly rushed. By the conclusion of goal evolution, development objectives have been informed by a variety of perspectives: client, coach, sponsors, and often other colleagues. Typically, the emergence of goals occurs in stages, although they were always open to fine-tuning and action planning. Assessment and information gathering. Data from assessments and other sources add to the discussion about client development and is useful in expanding on your client's self-insight and your own impressions. This new data includes the results of an informational interviewing of your client's colleagues, as well as the results from your standardized questionnaires or other assessment tools. These additional perspectives can help your client move from negotiated goals to designed objectives. Feedback of qualitative information. The use of informational interviews by coaches is pervasive, but there is a wide variation in how coaches conduct feedback from them. For example, some coaches use verbatim comments, some rely on written summaries, some prefer oral feedback discussions, and some structure the feedback by competency or perspective, for example, from direct reports, from peers, and from other stakeholders. Development planning. Development planning represents a milestone in the coaching process. It begins with the negotiated goals that you and your client have articulated. Through the feedback steps in your coaching process, designed objectives will emerge, constituting the headlines on the client's development plan. On-the-job implementation ideas, based on discussion and brainstorming with your client, are natural next steps in helping the client make progress towards objectives. Those ideas for action in development plans are identified in the spirit of the expression. Even as actions may be changed, discarded, or added, designed objectives remain, anchoring the overall developmental effort. Anticipate closure. A productive closure process depends on what you do to anticipate and plan for the end of coaching. Every beginning anticipates an end point, and it's never too early for you to openly refer to that eventuality. Doing so conveys an appropriate challenge to your client to make the most of coaching so that development will have momentum as the formal coaching process concludes. Outputs of your personal model. Output 1. Your approach to executive coaching. It's encouraged that you'll find ideas and concepts that appeal to you and articulate the elements that go into your approach to coaching. Every coach brings his or her own history and character into the relationship, and some reflect on these as a starting point for explaining a preferred approach. Output 2. Your executive coaching practice. Your coaching work must be given conscious planning and prominence within the services you offer. Otherwise, coaching risks being overshadowed by other services, such as consulting or training, that you have traditionally provided. It's never too early to begin considering and planning how you'll make time available to structure, promote, and deliver your coaching services. Output 3. Your professional development plan. The third output of your personal model is a development plan for yourself as a coach. This plan taps into the strengths and gaps of both your approach to coaching and your practice plan for getting more coaching work. Addressing your areas for growth strengthens your approach and potentially increases your effectiveness in the marketplace. You are a work in progress. As you develop as an executive coach, you'll find that your approach expands and becomes more robust. At the same time, working on your development plan will enhance your presence in the marketplace and add to the overt skills needed for coaching assignments. Even senior coaches maintain development plans, although with less of a focus on skill areas and more attention given to theories or new approaches. Most important, your development plan links you with your clients' struggles to learn and grow so that you can better identify with their experiences during coaching.